At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Now, if we were a legitimate media operation here at K-Rock, I mean, K-Rock probably is, but Klein Alley Show, not so much. We would have reporters on the scene at all the big stories. And there's a lot of big stories, perhaps no bigger story still unfolding, even though it feels like it's been buried the past few weeks, than what's going on with Diddy. We don't have anyone at the courtroom proceedings because they're happening on the East Coast. And occasionally we've talked about some updates because they're interesting. But for the most part, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about it.
Ever since, there's a lot to keep up with. It's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we really went in depth here was when we went to Mel's drive-thru and convinced them to put our picture up when they took his picture down. And it's still hanging there at the one on Hollywood and Highland. I don't know why, but when you walk right in, it's a picture of Klein and Allie where Diddy used to be.
It's funny what our definition of inside reporting
right.
is.
Meanwhile, Allie's mom, apparently, the throat goat, is very involved in this case. And I understand why. Because I feel like it's got all the things.
It's titillating.
Yeah, and your mom is a very sexual person. You don't mind me saying that. She's been with a ton of men and had a lot of husbands, and she's even admitted that she's great with her throat.
She's also retired and likes to keep up with any big true crime news that's going on, and the Diddy trial happens to be one that she's interested in. So she was able to provide updates to me, because I went up to the Bay Area over the weekend, that I had not heard of. And I feel like I kind of keep an eye on things and some of the bigger updates I've been sharing in ADD News, but she knew a level of detail that I'm not even sure is accurate at this point, but she unloaded all of this to me.
What a weird conversation to have.
And it was fascinating.
This is the throat goat breaking down the latest on the Diddy trial, Allie and her actual mother.
He liked to watch. The whole thing is, so Diddy, itty bitty Diddy, would sit in a corner.
Why is he called Itty Bitty Diddy?
Because he has a... So they call him Itty Bitty Diddy.
Well, she's saying that. We had to beep some of that. She's saying he has a tiny dong. I don't know where she came up with this, by the way.
Which I'm like, where are you reading that he's called Itty Bitty Diddy?
Right.
She said that that's what they call him.
Who's they?
I'm like, who is they? Where are you getting this information? Are you just deciding that he's
Is that the prosecution that's using that term? Because it's all about branding these days. So anyway, she goes
into... Did he shake his head to the jury?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they got the courtroom, the artist to go with a smaller pencil to draw everything.
He would sit in a corner, naked from the neck down, and then he'd wear like this burqa thing over his face, but his eyes would be showing.
That's like in Squid Games what they would do. All the rich guys would do
this. Again, I never read it.
See, I don't know where it's like...
Is your mom making this up?
No,
or, I mean,
she's talking to me about it like it's complete fact.
Wow.
Now, your mom, we should point out, used to have a job working in a courtroom where she would...
She was a court reporter.
She would type those. She would have to be the person that typed the stuff really quickly.
Yeah,
Tap, 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 tap.
Yeah, she had like that tiny... She had her own company for a while.
Whoa.
She's lived a lot of different lives. So she had that tiny little computer that has like no keys on it.
Yeah.
You know, and she'd be doing
like symbols. It's like shorthand, right?
Yeah, and then it like would print out those tiny little scrolls that were just a bunch of googly letters.
But
and then
she would...
Wow.
But the judge would yell to her like, hey, throat goat. What did the guy just say?
She wouldn't say throat goat.
Well, whatever he'd say to her.
She didn't earn that title.
Right, but hey, he'd say, hey, Allie's mom, read back what the person, and she would have to, like, grab the little scroll and read it back.
Yeah.
So she knows the way the courtroom works, so maybe she's got intel, or maybe she
can
even...
Well, this is an interest to her, because, yeah, she was in this field.
Yeah, I mean, she probably didn't have anything nearly as exciting as what's going on with Diddy, so anyway, she's breaking down some of the stuff. I hadn't heard any... Most of the stuff she talks to you about now, I had not even heard.
Me either.
And I'm not, like, very invested in this case at all.
But, like, wouldn't we have heard about this?
Listen to this. I don't know how much of this is, quote, speculation. We should probably point out for our own legal protection here. But anyway,
she cites her sources.
And the girl had to dress up in a wig, lingerie, and high heels. And then he would arrange for male entertainers, sex workers, whatever, to come over. And
now, what was that? What was that noise?
I think that was an ashtray.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Some ash she's got. What is she smoking?
Come over.
Carton at once?
And she would have to role play with the guy or, you know, flirt and do this. And Diddy would watch everything. And the baby oil, you know, they busted one of his houses. He had 900 bottles of Astroglide. I mean, who does that?
So So she's very on top of the stats. And, like, you know, listen, anyone who's invested in this case is probably keeping up with some of the stuff.
I mean, everyone's heard of the Astroglide thing.
Sure, sure. But, I mean, the fact that she's, I don't know who brought this up. Did she bring this up to you? Or did you bring this up to her?
She started asking me what I was watching as far as, like, true crime stuff.
Got
because
it.
We both watch it. And we ended up talking about a bunch of different cases that currently have documentaries coming out. And then we got on the topic of Diddy.
Okay, so then she goes into, now this part of the story I had never heard before. This is where things get real weird.
And he'd masturbate while they were having sex.
Yeah.
And he even wanted them to pretend one time that they were basketball and NBA players.
Now, I didn't hear this part of the story at all, but listen, she goes into specifics.
Okay, listen, you're going to be Shaq, okay?
Omar, just wait. You're not wrong.
One of them had to be Michael Jordan. One of them had to be Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, my God.
That's literally what you just said.
Now, as we pointed out earlier, Shaquille O'Neal really putting himself in everything these days. There's not any sort of thing he will not put in.
He's like, I'll give you $5 if I can use your name in this white party.
I was at a Staples the other day. There's a giant cardboard cutout of Shaq, and it was like, buy this toner. Like, it's, yeah. You guys selling everything. Yep. So now he's involved in the Diddy trial, too, apparently role-playing a Shaq.
Really? I mean, he wanted the big men.
How do you know all this?
Yeah, so Allie asked the proper question to her own mother, which is, how do you know all these details? This is so much stuff that you know.
I just love that it's like, oh, he wanted him big because he was a tiny itty-bitty Diddy.
So she's claiming that he was having some sort of a weird fantasy role being played in front of his very brain, in front of his eyes.
Right.
But for his
with
own,
his little burka mask on.
Right, with his mask over his eyes.
How do you know all this?
I've been reading about it. Also, Nancy Grace.
Right, there you go. The white lady Sherpa, Nancy Grace. Huh? That's how.
Nancy Grace is saying all this stuff about Michael Jordan and Shaq, which probably is not
accurate. I like
accurate.
It how, just like Allie, she started by saying, I've been reading it. When the answer is, she has not been reading any of it. The only answer is Nancy Grace. But no one wants to say that, so they want to sound smarter.
Exactly.
As soon as people go, how did you know that? Whenever I find something on Instagram that's interesting, I always tell my wife, she goes, how do you know that couples that have sex 9 times a week are happier? I said, I read it.
I read about it, like you're sitting there with a big fat book
in front of me and I'm going through scroll, you know? And she goes, you read it? Where did you read it? And I go, that doesn't mean on Instagram.
Exactly.
And she goes, that doesn't mean anything.
Or it's like, it was a TikTok
but
video.
But as soon as you say Reddit, everyone's like, whoa, okay, doctor.
You're red.
So anyway, this is her point.
I didn't know Nancy Grace was still on.
Oh, yeah. She has a podcast. Itty bitty ditty. And they're saying too that
are you smoking with your mom? Sounds like you're smoking.
Oh, wait, listen, we don't have to focus on that part.
So I can hear it. I can hear it, Allie. No, I can hear it in your voice. It sounds like you're smoking. It sounds like you are smoking.
Let's
I literally
just
hear
move on.
You have that voice of like I just am exhaling a cigarette now.
And they're saying
you hear that? I hear that right there. You can't fool me. You're all smoking, right. Huh? You're back to smoking?
Look, if Nancy Grace didn't say it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I don't need to be... I can figure this out.
And they're saying, too, that...
Because when she's talking, Allie, I hear the inhale. Did you hear this? This is Allie smoking.
The phone was in the middle of the table. You don't know who's taking a drag.
She's talking. You're smoking. I hear it. Listen.
And they're saying, too...
You guys hear that? What?
I was just taken aback.
Thought you said you quit smoking.
I was taken aback by everything.
Allie's back on the cigarettes. Look at that. Big breaking story.
I'm not back on anything.
Move over. What, do you pretend you're Shaq while you're doing that? Or?
The photographer that was always with him, or the one that was holding the umbrella for him all the time, was really his lover. I think he's mad at women because they don't like his itty bitty ditty.
So she's got a theory now.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear her theory over your smoking.
Oh,
but
The fact that now he has a lover who was his security man with an umbrella is also way out of left field.
Right.
And so he's going to make them experience pain with the biggest penis in town.
Right. So that he can live through them.
Yeah. And punish them for not being satisfied with his tootsie roll.
All right. Well, there you have it. What breaking knowledge right there. I was unaware.
I mean, if we want to get regular Diddy updates, I feel like she's the only one who's really closely following this. Of all the important things to follow.
Yeah, we may have to get Allie's mom, P-Mommy, on to comment on the Diddy case. It's wild. Huh?
626, I heard that Shaq has a small dong.
Oh, no, that's impossible. There's just an impossibility.
I've been following the Diddy trial pretty damn close, and I do not remember hearing anything about any of this.
Yeah, this all seems wild to me. But okay, it's Allie's mom on the case, so there you have it. Nice check-in with the throat goat. She seems to be an authority. And as a former, how many years of her life she spent working in the courtroom?
Oh, at least I think 10 to 20.
Yeah, I mean, a decade person working in this. She's already got some authority there, so I think it's already better than anything we could have come up with. So there you have it.
Quick, she knows.
Quick break. When we get back, it's time for the first round ever of Gunshot or Firework to get you ready for the season ahead. If you'd like to play with us, we got a great prize up for grabs. In fact, look at this. Here's what we got for you. Cabana for four at Wild Rivers Water Park with a $100 food and beverage credit. The first round of Gunshot or Firework after this quick break. If you'd like to play, call now 800-520-1067. That is next.